Well, my next guest is a regular on The Download, and that's awesome. Will Davis is the artistic director at the American Theater Company. We've been periodically checking in with Will since he came to Chicago from New York City, where he made a tremendous name for himself in the theater there. Will's directing a new show called We're All Gonna Be Okay. It's a comedy set in the 60s during the Cuban Missile Crisis. The great thing about the play, once again, is that Will's gone gender neutral in casting. It's cast by all women and to play all the parts in this play. It's a hallmark of Davis taking theater as we know it, disrupting what we think we know or what we're comfortable with, which is in many ways why we go to the theater in the first place. Mm-hmm. The play, We're All Going to Be Okay, is running through March 4th. Will Davis back in studio. Will, good to see you.
And so good to see you.
Did I get that right? I mean, is there, I got that right. Close enough?
Yeah, pretty close. It's a cast of women and gender nonconforming folks. Okay. So there are some folks who identify in different ways.
So gender neutral is not the right term.
You know, the word I've been using is gender full.
Okay.
That, you know, it's so full of gender. You couldn't get enough. You couldn't get enough more gender in there if you tried.
You've done such great work at American Theater Company over the years, and I've had you in studio talking about it. This is a comedy, so mm-hmm. talk about, you know, going in a different direction. I mean, because you've mm-hmm. done a lot of some really interesting stuff over there. I can't remember the name of it. The one we were talking about with the awesome the boat,
Men on Boats,
right?
Yeah,
but which was cast all women. Mm-hmm. But talk about comedy and going in this direction.
Yeah, well, I have been in love with this play for a really long time. It's a play set during the Cuban Missile Crisis, but it's not a period drama in any way. It's actually set in like our collective nostalgia for the 60s. So the thing to imagine is we've taken the natural world and shoved it through a pop art lens. Okay. So the first act takes place in front of this huge light box with a 6-foot by 6-foot painting of pancakes that turns different colors. And the second act takes place in a bunker, perhaps not surprisingly, which we have designed full of Andy Warhol soup, Campbell soup cans.
Right.
You know, so there's the grass is blue. You know, there's a huge ceiling of like at least 70 to 80 little cardboard cutout of nuclear bombs that you can forget about until you look up and see them. So I mentioned that just to, yeah, right. I mentioned that just to say is, you know, some people will tell you that the theater functions as a mirror that holds up a mirror to you. And one of the things that's cool about this piece is it's setting itself in this, you know, seemingly historical, nostalgic place, but it's representing the world that we're living in right now. The playwright has often said to me that one of the reasons he got interested in the time period is that it's this moment in American history where for the first time we realized that we could destroy ourselves. Like that was in the, you know, the zeitgeist.
Yeah, right. It's Cold War, right?
And so the piece... none of this sounds funny, I know. But the piece... not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. The piece is about these two, like, quote-unquote, nuclear families who are trying to decide if they're going to build a bunker down on their shared property line. Basically, what you're watching is these, like, seemingly, like, really coded, sort of calcified, like, here's dad at the grill and here's mom with her macrame, you know? And then as they descend into the bunker, all of that strips away. And I think, you know, maybe a simple way to talk about it is like both of these couples and their kids realize if we're going to have this marriage in a bunker, there's some things we need to talk about, you know, and it gets, hi, everybody.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out here. Yeah.
And it gets pretty wild down there.
That's a great, I mean, you know. Okay, so I have two questions. One, when you are looking at plays mm-hmm. To bring to American Theater Company, mm-hmm. how much are you envisioning or how much is already stated in the play what it's going to look like on stage? Because as you just mentioned, the bluegrass or mm-hmm. the nuclear bombs from the top, how much of that is implied or even stated in a script?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends on the playwright. I tend to collaborate with playwrights who write their scripts in a way that feel like proposals to other collaborators. And because the theater is a group format, you know, you make art together. That's the thing I'm looking for. So, for example, the first page of this script says, two dads, two grills, the backyard. And so there's a clear list of what's happening, but the how is being left up to the creative team.
Okay.
And so that's what I mean by it feels like an invitation to collaborate.
Do you feel, I mean, because you are such a creative person and you've been able to really flip a lot of scripts on their head. I mean, mm-hmm. and a lot of, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Do I mean, does the playwright know that? Like, I mean, if, when you talk about collaboration, there's one thing to say, two grills, two dads, here we mm-hmm. are, and they have it in their head, but you're like, I want it to be, it's not where it's at, and there's nuclear weapons, and blue right. is red, and yeah. like, do they react to that? I mean, do you have to have the right kind of playwright who is ready to make that kind of disruption to the theater?
Right. So absolutely, you know, my aim is always to expand and reveal the heart of the play as I understand it, never to put things in the room that are going to create clutter or somehow minimize what the writer is intending. So believe it or not, my feeling is that these light up pancakes reveal to you the heart of play. And for the most part, playwrights who want to collaborate in that way seek me out. I think also because I'm a choreographer and I tend to think about the production as not just the language that's being spoken, but the language the body speaks, you know, the language the space speaks. So that, you know, that is my primary artistic relationships have always been with writers. So folks who want to like get in the room, get their hands dirty and work. And but certainly if Basil had called me and been like, these pancakes have got to go, I would have been like, absolutely no more pancakes.
Really? You would have?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's because, you know, I make new work. And so part of what I'm doing is doing like first and second productions of plays that hopefully are going to get further productions afterwards because they've been worked on, hopefully published. Hopefully mm-hmm. there's money involved for this other artist, you know? So I think about it very much as like cultivation and homesteading of something. And so, you know, if the other creative mind on the piece tells me that is not what the piece is, I don't want to represent that for the first time to the public.
Will Davis, my guest, the artistic director at American Theater Company. The new show is We're All Going to Be Okay. Will Davis directs it. It's on stage through March 4th. You know, I always want to talk to you, and I know we had scheduling conflict to get you in here, but I love that we continue to check in on your career in Chicago, because you came here from New York City, mm-hmm. and you were doing a lot of this work of really challenging theater. Mm-hmm. You're really pushing the bounds of what could be on stage and why it should be on stage and how it's going to be on stage and all that. And American Theater Company, when you came in, wasn't necessarily, I mean, they've always been a great company. I've known them for years, but that mm-hmm. wasn't necessarily their shtick. They were not, that's not what they did. They hired you for that.
That's right.
Now you've had the Men in Boats, mm-hmm. You've had the other shows, this mm-hmm. show as well as we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You are developing a reputation for this kind of boundary pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? How do you feel? How do you feel at this point that American Theater Company now is at the point where, I mean, that they, you know, it to be to mess with traditional casting, to mess with what's going to be on stage. I mean, that's what the critics laud for the company. Mm-hmm. That's what people are coming back for. Subscribers.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going really well. You know, it's no small feat, nor is it for the faint of heart to say, you know, I want to bring a kind of work that you're not really seeing on a lot of Chicago stages into this town, and I'm just going to make the best version of it I possibly can, and hope that people will be interested in having a different meal than they've been having for many years. You know,
sure.
But certainly part of that is also teaching people how to eat the play. You know what I mean? There's a lot of work in and around that. But I will say that certainly from the community, from the from industry folks, and from people who've been living and working here for a long time, the feedback I get is how grateful and happy they are to see someone who's you know, it's not just me, obviously, but who's leading a company that's, again, trying to think expansively and sort of experimentally with what performance is. I mean, the theater's called American Theater Company. So that says to me that I have this real joyful responsibility for us not to be thinking about just what show we're doing, but how do we as American theater artists make plays, performance?
Right. Absolutely.
You know, it's got to be a space for experimentation.
And in a way, I kind of said that jokingly at the beginning of the piece about that's what we want our theater to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's this idea of great artistry, and there's so much classic theater that's out there that when done even properly in a way that, you know, that's been done every single time, mm-hmm. I think of some of the traditions here in Chicago, can take your breath away.
Absolutely.
But there is something about the art of theater, especially in this town, that celebrates risk-taking, celebrates experimentation, and mm-hmm. it celebrates this concept of trying to get audiences out of their comfort zone. Is Chicago, I mean, it's been a couple of years now. Is Chicago ready for Will Davis and American Theater Company? I mean, are you getting more people who are like, this is not what I came to the theater for? Are you getting more people who are like, more? I want more. Give me more bluegrass.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thankfully, it's a combination, which to me always says that means the work is good. If someone is going to write you a love letter and someone else is going to say they'll never come back, that means the work is doing something. You know? I mean, from a slightly drier perspective, our audience base in terms of folks 35 and under has grown exponentially in the last year and a half. And part of that is, one, the invitation I'm working as hard as I can to make, our converted warehouse on the north side a civic space, a space that's available to come in and work on something or do whatever. But also people seem to be responding to, I mean, very frankly, I always have this thought in the back of my head, which is life is the length it is. There's so much art I want to make. And so I can't worry too much about whether I'm fitting into a norm or not. I've just got to trust what's going to come out of my head. Otherwise, I won't get it all made by the time my life is over, you know?
But in a way, Will, and you know, coming from New York, New York is competitive. It also has a lot of space for experimentation. Right. But at the same time, there's a lot of commerce, meaning play is commerce there. If you want to get to Broadway, you want to make money, there's a lot of money. Chicago has always had this reputation of being a stepping stone, and maybe not, that's not the right way to put it, but a place where artists can do more risk, can be more creative and try things for the actual art of it, as opposed to commerce. Mm-hmm. In your case, do you feel that? Do you feel that in Chicago, that there is, when you talk about the industry or with your peers and colleagues, that there is more of an interest in experimenting with the contemporary play as opposed to the traditional way it's been done? Mm-hmm.
I think there is a lot of interest, but I don't think there's a lot of space. In all of the best ways you can think about it, there's a very strong sense of style here, that is a style like born and bred inside the, you know, Steppenwolf egg, maybe, is a way to talk about that. And there are a lot of folks who have interest in work that's perhaps a little less realistic, or I actually don't know what that word means, since the theater is all fake and the artifice of it is the thing to celebrate and manipulate and play with.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I've had a lot of artists coming to me saying, I've wanted to work on a project that is X, but there doesn't seem to be any space. Or, you know, there's the theater and then there's dance, but the space for, you know, I talk about my work as being all about handmade spectacle. So something that feels and is very real, because it's human beings in front of you who are transforming something for you. Like in We're Gonna Be Okay, the way that Lightbox works is that we watch it open up like an old school garage door to reveal this bunker. You know, I've never been very interested in slickness. I'm interested in, we built this and now you feel like you're underground, you know? So I think there's a lot of interest, and I am looking forward to helping make more space for folks to feel like they can make that work and it can be seen.
It's really fascinating. We do a business segment on the show, and I find myself always gravitate to the disruptors. Mm. And I think about musicians that way, and I think of creative artists, and I think of contemporary art versus classical art, and we have that, you know, where you'll see stuff at the MCA instead of the Art Institute, and theater is the same way.
Yeah.
And I'm attracted to what you're talking about, because I do truly believe at the core that's what theater is about. It's about pushing, is about human beings being able to present artistic concepts front of you. Mm-hmm. It's not edited. It's edited before you get. But the point being that it pushes what we think, whether it be on an issue, whether it be political, whatever it might be. And in your case, I mean, you're really doing some outstanding work to push us off our block, our collective block.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I have to say, it's one of the things that makes me so grateful to have this career and have this work that I'll never get to the end of. When I teach directing, I say to students, one of the things that's so beautiful about the theater is no matter where you are, in the kitchen, on a field, you know, in outer space, whatever the play tells you, you are both exactly in that place, you're exactly there and exactly not there in equal measure forever. And that to me is so touching. You know?
I love having you here. Thanks for being here.
Oh, God, it's my pleasure.
The artistic director of the American Theater Company, Will Davis, doing some great work. The show We're All Going to Be Okay is at the American Theater Company. It's running through March 4th. Will is the director as well for the show. Good to see you.
Very good to see you.
Thanks for coming in,
yeah.
And good luck with the show.
Thank you so much.